Can you hear that snoring? I think brother has fallen asleep once again.
Again? I swear, he's always falling asleep during movies. What a joke. I don't even know why we all try to watch Netflix together at this point. What wasted money on this popcorn.
Yeah, that's so true, but I think it's because he's actually pretty scared of your other movies. So in my theory, he kind of just closed his eyes and didn't wake up again, I guess. Like, geez, only your brother can fall asleep during a horror movie.
Well, I guess we shouldn't act too disheartened that he fell asleep, because now it's just you and me and—
Wait, shh. You can't say anything like that right now. Shh. Let's actually check if he's awake first before you go any farther, okay? I don't want to get caught.
Always so careful, aren't you? Go on then, go check.
Step bro, hello, is anyone in there? Step bro, hello, are you awake? Are you actually sleeping? Nothing to see here. Are you sleeping?
Start slapping him, or he will definitely wake up. If that isn't proof enough he's asleep, I don't know what is. It's bad news if he wakes up. We'll miss out again today. Now come here, baby.
Wait, shh, stop, are you sure you want to do this here? Like, he might be pretending to be asleep or something. Shouldn't we go upstairs?
And go upstairs to my father and your mother lying up there? You know the walls in our house are thinner than paper. That would be even worse. My father wakes up to any little sound. So that's not a good idea. Just look. Look at my brother. He is obviously asleep. And I know him better than you do, remember? When he's snoring, he's definitely out of it.
But your bro...
He's sleeping. Please. Don't worry about it. Or are you making excuses because you don't want me tonight?
Of course.
Then come here, babe. At least it will be easier to explain to my brother than to explain to our parents, right, stepsis?
Okay, I'm just going to go to bed. We can forget about this for another night. I'm sorry, I don't want to take the risk.
Hey, shh. I was just playing with you.
Okay, I get you now, okay. I know, I'm sorry, I'm just a bit worked up with this. I've never so wild like this before. Like, this is really risky. Like, of course I've been waiting for this moment all day to finally get some time together, you know, but I've just been wanting you so bad, and it just been so annoying since everyone has been home recently. So I'm just kind of on alert. Yeah, but I guess I'm kinda hot, right?
Let me be quiet and come to me. I would have guessed.
What?
So good at being French. Do you get it?
Yeah, you're so lucky. The outer one likes living on the edge and whatnot, but there seems to be one problem.
And what's that?
Well, look at you and look at me. We've still got our clothes on. Let's get this shit down.
Right now, with all that stress and worry I just caused you. Isn't that right? A nice and gentle movement all around your body. There you go, just gently press all over your body.
Yes, this is so good.
And wherever I press, you can feel the tension melting away. It offers no resistance against my soft touch. You know, when I first found out my dad was getting married, I was really upset. And then I saw the first photo of you. And to put it nicely, I was curious. You intrigued me. And who would have thought we would have gotten along so well? You're even letting me massage you down.
Yeah.
Does it feel good? Feel good.
I love it.
What about if I massage right here?
You're such a dirty girl.
I know, my luck. Although I think your boobs have gotten bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I should give something back to you, don't you think? Why are you going to lie on your stomach? Get off your stomach, silly! A different kind of massage. One we've waited over a week for.
I see you're being good. I'm not panicking so much anymore.
Shut up already and lie on your back. I want to hear lots and lots of moans.
I didn't realize you were gonna be so forthcoming. Did I ever tell you how glad I am to have a stepsister right now? I need to be quiet. I'm gonna be down on my hand. Degenerate. Maybe you were the degenerate all along. It's not fair. out of nowhere.
It tastes so good.
If you keep at that, I'm gonna make some noises if you don't. I'm starting to feel really close. It just feels overwhelming being like with you. Oh, I never imagined we would be so perverted doing this right next to the brother.
Come on.
That was so good.
Chicago girl, you are.
I'm not so worried about brother now, it seems.
Of course, I'm not so worried anymore, but I was, but I just couldn't resist you. And I'd love to stay and have more fun with you. I'm really tired, but I'm glad I managed to spend some time with you. Good night.
Good night. I'll be up soon.